All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. I'm glad everybody's with us. I know Trump is speaking. I don't know if you're going to hang with us or not. I hope you do. I hope you give it to me, Aaron. I hope you hang with us.
I hope you hang with me.
Yeah, and give us Trump. Give us Trump's voice urging them to stay with us.
Please. I'm begging you.
Stay on the TLP.
You got to stay here.
Stay here. You
believe me.
Listen, do what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch the speech after it's all spliced up and all the highlights. So anyway, just
you've already heard it all.
Yeah, we've heard it all. I mean, unless he announces that we're going to war with Venezuela. If he does, and that comes across, Aaron, be checking on Twitter.
I will.
And if that comes across, then we'll get out there and cover it. If it's something really huge, we'll switch over. Not live to it or anything, but we'll just send you highlights of it or whatever. You can always switch back and forth, too. I give you permission. You can switch back
and forth. We'll
allow it. Yeah, we'll allow it. Anyway, last Wednesday before Christmas, we're going to be off for 2 weeks starting on Monday. So miss everybody, but I got to give people time off at some point. But anyway, so in this final week before Christmas, let me say to everybody in the chat, as soon as I can blow it all up. There we go. Johnny F62 is on. Let me see. Guitar Glenn is on. Wisconsin Honey Badger is on. General Plowman is on. GAGCK is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Charlie 340 is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. General Plowman is on. Veronica 18201 is on. K4VMS is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Mike Griffith is on, and he is both dual tasking, so he's watching both. Good man. All right, let me see here. Let me see. Somebody haven't hit. Yeah, there we go. Aggravain is on. N. Johns 127 is on. Total G Word is on. Conservative Waffle is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Patriot of the North is on. Golf Master 1 is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. Let me see here. Robin Aroni is on. Barn Evil is on. Sean Czar is on. Drummer for Jesus is on. Aphrodites is on. Uncle Wally is on. Total G Word. I got that one already, but Total G Word is on again. Ever Eden is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down here. Grab somebody new. B Chilled is on. Let me see here. Let me grab one or two more. Keeper 1376 is on. Wait Away is on. Thunderbolt is on. C. Densmore is on. Producer Aaron is on. Let's grab one or two more here before we go. Mobetta 01 is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Let me see. Scrolling down, trying to get to the bottom here. Scrolling, trying to head down there. Let me see here. Grab one more that I haven't seen yet so far. Leon Fish Puppy, Confederate One is on. Love you guys, appreciate. Oh, Trev McGroin is on. Love you guys, appreciate each and every one of you. Let's hop to what was done today real quick. Eric Doherty video. So the House passes. Now there's two separate sort of health care bills that are out there right now. You got MTG's bill out there, which is anti-trans surgeries and trans-affirming care for people under the age of 18, for juveniles, for young people. That, I believe, comes up for a vote tomorrow. The vote to see if they were going to vote, I believe, happened today. Now, I might be wrong on that, but I believe that's what happened today. The vote, this is how it all works. They have to, first it has to go through committee and a bunch of different committees, and they have to all vote for it. And then it has to go to a vote to see if you're allowed to vote. Then they go for the vote to see if you can vote the next day. And then you vote to actually see whether the thing will pass or not. So anyway, it's something, I mean, I'm exaggerating to some degree, but it is that way. It's how ridiculously stupid everything is. And just off the pregame real quick, because Aaron just brought up a very valid point that I didn't think of. As we're mourning the loss of our two soldiers and other two National Guardsmen stationed over in Syria, the National Guardsmen assassinated in Washington, D.C., sitting next to a war veteran, Will, Marine Corps war veteran sitting right next to me. I just have a question, and this is Aaron's question. Why are we there?
Yeah.
I mean, why in the world are we in Syria? Why are we anywhere but here? I mean, really, I mean, I understand a few strategic bases, but why would we have any base in the Middle East? Where we can, you have a base right offshore whether it's a, you know, battleship or a aircraft carrier, whatever it may be, or submarines. We don't need to be there. And again, I tell you the reason why we're there, and this is a really black-pilled sort of opinion. The reason why we're there is so that our people do get killed, so that the military industrial complex is ever spurred on and ever paid for and ever financed, because the retaliation has to happen. Which brings up another valid point. And you're like, you're way off topic already, Tom. I know, but you're used to it if you watch this podcast. So you had the shooting in Australia, which is number two or three in the stack here. You had the shooting in Australia. Very interesting perspective coming from Israel. So initially, Israel puts out, who did the shooting? Who did Israel say did the shooting? Because we all know Israel wants constant wars and us fighting wars. Send Will over to fight their wars for them. And the IDF never fights alongside Americans. Strange how that works. But anyway, so Israel puts out that it was Iranian-backed terrorists. All right, well, here's the problem. Is that the two people who, the father, son, you know, those who shoot together, stay together. Those who assassinate Jewish people on Hanukkah, stay together. But the wretched assassins that trained in the Philippines, all coming out now. They're now having to publicly acknowledge that they allowed these terrorists in and out of their country and then armed them. Their own government. The Australian government is supposed to be protecting these people. But anyway, Israel puts out that These are terrorists funded from Iran. Now, why, Aaron, why would they say Iran?
We
don't know why.
Who knows?
Because they don't want us to go to war for them in Iran like we would have, right?
No.
They would never want that.
No more strikes.
Well, yeah, right. They want any more half-hour wars. They don't want anything. They don't want any more of that. But anyway, so they say that it was. Here's the problem, is that the father-son duo were Sunni Muslims, and everyone knows Shiite or Sunni, right? And they both, by the way, they hate each other. Mm-hmm. So the problem is, and it's just like you have the long-standing basic Cold War between Iran and Saudi Arabia, which has Mecca in it, because Saudi Arabia is Sunni and Iran is Shiite. Shiite basically worships at the feet of the Khomeinis, the Ayatollahs, and then basically the ruling class for the Sunnis comes out of Mecca and direct descendants of Muhammad and all that, blah, blah, blah. But anyway. So Israel, strangely self-serving. I mean, strangely self-serving. Mm-hmm. Not that Israel ever do that or anything.
No.
Strangely self-serving says that this was an Iranian-backed terrorist attack and then asked President Trump for permission to take revenge. So they're going to use this to bomb Iran. Mm. Only problem is, it turns out the two shooters, the two terrorists in Australia were Sunnis, not Shiites. They're ISIS, which is Sunni. So now just another bold-faced frigging lie. And again, for the military-industrial complex, who absolutely adores Israel. We give them $3.8 billion worth of aid every year, primarily military. And that's just what we know about. They just love an endless war. It's the same exact thing. Why in the world are we over in Syria having two of our men get killed? Why were we in Afghanistan? Why was Will in Iraq? Why were we ever there? Why? Hey, Will, you know, you fought in Iraq. How are you enjoying that Iraqi oil? Haven't the oil prices just precipitously gone down since you went and risked your life?
Nope.
And your buddies died and got injured and, you know, whatever, changed your lives forever? No, nothing changed. Nothing got better. And this, you'll list right into producer Aaron's black-pilledness. Aren't you glad we won?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One, same president, same wars every time. And, but anyway, back to healthcare. Eric Doherty video. So the House, you can just side by side this one, guys. If it is even a video, I think I said it's a video. Yeah. Just mute it, Aaron, side by side. Just so everyone can see the stats there. Barely passed. It looks like, I think it ended up being 217, 211, something along those lines. So it barely passed. Now, what this is you have AOC's, you can just bring it back to me. So you have AOC's trans bill, which is a great bill, by the way. It's a protecting our children's futures bill, something along those lines. And that's going to be, I believe, slated to be voted on tomorrow. Should pass, but it's got some Republican hangups coming from Chip Roy. It's weird. But anyway, she was on Alex Jones talking about it. But anyway, I mean, it can't be corporate interest or anything. We never want to do that. But anyway, nobody would compromise their values for corporate interest.
Absolutely
to get
not.
Money, would they?
No, absolutely
Nobody's
not.
Nobody's a Judas.
No.
Okay, I'm not. And by the way, I'm not saying that's what Chip Roy's motivation is. I have no idea. But anyway. I really have no idea. But anyway, so you have her bill that's passed tomorrow. This one here has to do with the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Now, what they did was, is they actually, this is a good move. Again, and like we need to complain when it's time to complain. We need to hold people to account when it's time to hold them account. And we need to sing their praises and give them adoration, pat them on the head like you do a dog, because they are our representative piss boys. Remember that. They're not our leaders. Everyone get that into your mindset. Get that in. I hate to say it. I know I'm a pastor of a church. I probably shouldn't be propagating the word piss boy, but I still want you to have it in your mind, because that's what, watch History of the World, part one, Mel Brooks. And then just remember, that's what they are. They are not our leaders. The president of the United States is our leader. He is our elected leader. He's not our elected representative. All the senators and House of, what are they called? Representatives are our piss boy representatives. Same thing with all state leadership too. Governor is actually the leader of your state. Everybody else, elected piss boys. And that's exactly, you talk, listen, be nice to them, whatever else. Be respectful, be Christ-like, but that's what they really are. Here it is. There it is. Remember that. Find a way, clip this, have this in your mind. That's what they say. Oh, piss boy. That's who Adam Schiff is. Oh, piss boy, bring your bucket over here. I feel a need, inspiring. That's who they are. Just always remember that. So anyway, what this does is they are actually putting together a plan so that no more subsidies go to insurance companies. Now, let's break this down real quick. Let's go to G-Paw video. Obamacare was never about, remember, that's what this is about, is the ACA and the insurance company subsidies. Basically, you and I pay hundreds of billions of dollars, $38 trillion in debt, to insurance companies so that people who don't work and never will work, who are fully capable of working, get breaks on their insurance or free insurance. Will pays for it. You pay for it. Aaron pays for it. I pay for it. G-Paw video, Obamacare was never about keeping Americans healthy. Play for him.
You said that Obamacare has been fantastic for health insurance companies. I want to quantify that. Would it surprise you to know that the stock price of United Healthcare in 2015 was $115 a share, and last year it closed at a record high of $611 a share?
Not at all.
So, Jacob, that's pretty good for a business guy, right? I mean, five times the value of your business. Let me put that in further numbers. United Healthcare used to be a $108 billion enterprise back in 2015. That's a big company, $100+ billion. Would it surprise you that it's almost a $600 billion company?
Not at all.
Now, those numbers are so outrageously high, it doesn't mean anything. Let me just quantify them for people watching. Ford Motor Company is about a $50 billion company. It's 12 times the size of Ford Motor Company. In fact, it's pretty much every car company with Tesla excluded combined is United Healthcare in 10 years because of Obamacare. Never have we enriched companies the way that Obamacare has enriched healthcare insurance companies at the cost to the American people. And it's a disgrace.
I mean, did everybody hear those numbers? Let me reiterate those numbers so everybody has them. So in 2015, the price per share of United Healthcare, their stock price was 115. It's now 500 points higher at 611 in 10 years. Boy, I wish I would have invested. How about you? Mm-hmm. I wonder how many congressmen and women invested once they formed Obamacare. I wonder how it is that Nancy Pelosi is worth $300 million and she makes $174,000 a year. At the time in 2015, they were worth $108 billion. They're now worth $600 billion. And to put that into scale, Ford Motor Company is worth $50 billion. And United Healthcare, that's who the executive who was executed, is worth $600 billion. Was eight times that size, eight times the size of Ford. And I mean, but luckily we have this fantastic healthcare system, right? That everything's paid for. No. And I don't want everything paid for. I think we should go buy our own insurance and deal with the deductibles and deal with it. And here's the thing. The part of the problem is that everybody whines and complains about $300-$500 deductibles. That's what you should have. Insurance is supposed to be for catastrophic purposes, not for a prescription that's $75 a month. Now, if it's a prescription that's $2,000 a month, then absolutely. And you have to walk the line of nuance. That's the way that it is. But this is all about no longer subsidizing your taxpayer dollars. Remember, $38 trillion in debt will be $39 trillion in debt somewhere early next year. No more subsidies going to health to insurance companies. This is why they're worth so much money now. They now will go directly to Americans, either via tax breaks or whatever else. If this passes, has to go through the Senate, goes through all the Senate piss boy committees and everything else. And they try to tear it all apart. Part of the Democrats will try to destroy it. I mean, Lord forbid we ever have a bill passed that actually saves us and our government money. as we lurch towards $39 trillion in debt. But that's what this is about. No more subsidies. That's what you hear, the whining and complaining. And by the way, the Democrats whine and complain about the subsidies running out for ACA, and they're the ones who sunsetted the subsidies. They're the ones who put it, they put the expiration date on it, and then complain they could have made it where there was no expiration date. They're the ones who put it on there, and now the Republicans are just saying, screw you, we're not going to do it. And since insurance sucks anyway, I mean, every kind of insurance sucks. I mean, homeowners insurance sucks. Building insurance sucks. They all suck. Believe me, I know. I've been dealing with them now for a couple years since Hurricane Ian. They all suck. I don't want our money going to these people. And by the way, every one of these companies is not leaning left. They are hardcore freaking left. So it's good that the Republicans are doing this. Great job, Republicans. Great job, Mike Johnson. And if Marjorie Taylor Greene's bill gets passed, great job, Marjorie Taylor Greene, although I don't agree with her quitting. But anyway, all right, so let's move on. Let's go to the Brown shooting, which gets worse and worse by the day. It's literally like, I had some friends of mine one time hide etouffee in my office. I don't know if you know what etouffee is. It's a shrimp, it's a Cajun shrimp meal. I had an office, and they hid it underneath a bookshelf. So I had no idea, and it sat there for 2 weeks. And I'm like, sitting there, what? It stinks in here. It's rotting fish and shrimp in my office.
Oh, my
I'm like,
God.
It smelled like, you know, the bottom of a chum boat. I'm like, what is going on in here? They hid it in a perfect spot. It was pitch black. You can't see it. It's a bookshelf that had, like, that much underneath it. So you wouldn't think anything could be underneath it. They did. And it stunk. That's just like this Brown University shooting. It just stinks more and more every day. It stinks more and more. Let's delve deep. Dapper detective video. The Brown University mass shooting will likely never be solved. He must go to Aaron's Black Pill School. Imported immigrant, Providence. Imported immigrant. You know, Chief Oscar Perez. Si, amigo, this is an ongoing investigation.
See,
amigo, all the cameras were off. We don't understand it. No comprendo, por favor. Has prioritized DEI hiring. Here, this is how we end up with these investigations, the absolutely worthless investigation. Now you're like, well, I believe that they're trying to hide the Islamic origins of the shooting, where they, you know, it's another Charlie Kirk-esque shooting, because really there was a bystander shot and killed. But the main person that was killed was the Republican leader on the campus of Brown, possibly shot by the Islamic study major whose page was erased off of, who's disappeared off of the Brown University website. But I, you know, that's just coincidence. That's, yeah. But anyway, so here, Police Chief Oscar Perez, and what they do is they put people in place like Oscar so that they have dummies in charge so they can easily cover up. And it's not just dummies. These are people who are soulless, moralless, compassless people, rudderless people who just tell them what to do and they'll do it. Listen, we need you not to look into that. And Oscar, si, amigo, me no look into that then. That's what he'll do. Basically every tool on the left is like that. That's who Pocahontas is. Elizabeth Warren. Just tell Elizabeth Warren what to do. She'll do it. No matter what it is, we need you to whore vaccines. Oh, no problem. We need you to whore socialism. No problem. She'll do whatever it takes to so that she makes a couple million bucks a year. She'll do anything. She's not like you and I, who are actually concerned about burning in hell for all of eternity. 2 years later, so he has prioritized DEI hiring two years later. His detectives are the worst in the nation. That's a good rating.
Oh, yeah.
Good rating, I will. Worst in the nation.
Yeah.
11 defenseless students shot, 2 murdered, and will never see justice. Blackpilled. 1 minute video. Play for me.
We're sitting down one-on-one with Providence Police Colonel Oscar Perez. It's been 6 months since Colonel Perez took over the department.
And as the first person of color to be chief of police in the city, Colonel Perez spoke to 12 News reporter Adriana Rosas Rivera about why it's important for him to diversify the force.
Recruitment efforts for the next Providence Police Academy are underway as the department looks to increase their numbers. But Perez tells me they don't just want more officers, they want more perspectives.
We're a majority minority city.
Oscar Perez coming into the top job at Providence Police with a task, recruit more officers. The department currently counts on 400 officers with a new academy starting in February 2024.
Learn more about the great problem.
Part of what he hopes to find in new recruits is different perspectives.
Besides the color of the skin, to really understand what it means to police South Providence, the West End, Oneville, the east side of Providence.
Currently, 62% of the force is white, 23% is Hispanic or Latino, 12% is African American, and 3% is Asian.
Why does it even matter? It's the same thing I asked. Why in the world are we in Syria? Why does it matter what color police officers are? Nobody cares. Oh, how would you know, Tom? I don't know. I answered police calls for 25 straight years. From 23, think about this. From 23 years of age until 48, I answered police calls. And you know how many people gave two craps about what color I was? None. Black, white, Hispanic, or anybody, nobody cared. Nobody cared. Even black people, they didn't care that I was white. They weren't sitting there going, we would prefer a black person to answer our call, please. And then no Hispanic went, por favor, signore, we need a Hispanic. Nobody said anything. Nobody cared. And so why does it matter? It only matters because, and Will brought up a very valid point, where we need the studies, but they're kind of out already, especially just kind of social studies. Does this actually improve service? Well, since you're rated the worst detective bureau in the nation 2 years after you started DEI hiring, I think the study has been done. There you go. I mean, it obviously just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And why in the world is Oscar Perez, who can barely speak English, the police chief, which brings up the next video, Greg Price video, Providence police chief, the video that we showed you came from inside the building. Oh, did it? Play it for me.
So the video that we showed you came from inside the building, and that's all we had at the moment. That's all we have at this moment. Correct.
Inside the building, though? I'm
sorry?
It's from the outside of the building.
From the outside? So do you have video from
yes.
inside the engineering building?
Both inside and outside. I'm sorry, just outside. That's all we have, not inside. I'm sorry, just outside.
Are they going to be released anytime soon, and from inside the building?
That was released already. That was the outside of the building. We already released that.
Let me just jump here and clarify. Okay, so there is, you know, for those of you who've been with us before, and I understand not all of you have been, there is video inside the building. There are cameras inside the building. What we have released to you are video.
Oh, an update. There's 25% more cameras than we knew about that came out today. They said 800. There's 1,200 cameras on camera. 1,200 cameras on that campus. And that's the best footage we've gotten so far. Is a pretty much obvious white or white Islamic, Arab, or Hispanic pudgy male. Because that's all you can tell because he's masked. That's the best we can get now. Understand, there's HD cameras 1,200 times over on a small little campus. 1,200 cameras, and that's the best footage that we got. And you listen to what Oscar Perez says there. He goes, we gave you the camera footage that we gave you was from the outside. And then he gets corrected from somebody in the back. No, it's from the inside. Oh, yeah, the camera footage that we gave you from the outside, the inside. No, it's just from the outside. Oh, the camera footage that we gave you from the outside. See what I told you? Anything he's told to say, he'll say. That's why they put these people in place. Whether it's in the military, all the generals in the military, not the rank and file warriors like Will. I'm talking about the generals. They put the generals in place who will do what they were told to do because they will do anything to keep their status and keep their pay. Anything. It's what all the ARC church pastors did. All the weak pastors. What do we got to do to stay in business? Oh, you want us to deem ourselves non-essential? No problem. As long as I still keep getting paid because everybody, what's it called, Aaron? When people get like direct withdrawal out of their account that goes to the church, you know, when they get their tithes directly taken out of their account or whatever.
Yeah. I can't remember.
So they're hooked onto a PayPal app or whatever it may be. So anyway, that as long as I keep getting paid, I'll close the church. I'll do whatever it takes. Just let me keep my job because I'm making six figures as a pastor. So you know what? And by the way, I do too. I'm just saying, you make six figures as a pastor. So I didn't then, but I do now. But anyway, I'll do anything that it takes, whatever it takes for me to be accepted by people, to keep my measure of fame, and to keep my middle class or even multi-million dollar income. I'll whore myself to any degree. That's who they make sure is in power. People like Oscar Perez and all the rest of them too. Like the mayor there, Smiley, that's his last name, who's a gay man, married to another very gay man. All right, so anyway, Overton video. So a reporter pressed Brown University official, this is the provost of Brown University. He gets pressed about cameras not in the old buildings like we were talking about last night. Play for me.
So I asked this question out of deep respect, but I asked it for a lot of parents who are frustrated who've reached out to me, so please keep that in mind. And they want to know how a school with a $9 billion endowment does not have cameras on one of the older buildings at the edge of the edge of the campus where this happened, not even in the front door, who's coming and going. Now they asked this question knowing that the shooter may have done whatever he wanted, but the cameras A, would have deterred, or B, captured a better look at him, and we wouldn't be here today 5 days out. I want you to explain that, because there's a lot of parents who are wondering, where are you investing your money?
Yeah, I appreciate that question, and I want to reiterate, as our president did, that supporting our students and communicating to the parents, to our community, about our support is of utmost importance. We have 1,200 cameras located throughout the campus. We don't publish the locations of the cameras. That would give a map to somebody to evade detection on the cameras. So that would be counterproductive to do that. There are cameras in this building, and as I answered the previous question, we have turned over all evidence that we are holding at Brown to law enforcement and are cooperating fully with them.
So you're saying that there's a camera, you're saying there's cameras in the building. I was told yesterday there wasn't cameras in the building. The Attorney General said, old building, no cameras, attached to a new building with cameras.
I believe he said that there were two different phases of the building that might have two different levels of technology. Again, all video imagery has been turned over to law enforcement.
That doesn't make sense. Amanda, I just want to say that.
Okay, let's break that down. So you have the provost here, Frank Doyle, just makes it up because he's a devout, effeminate leftist. That's who he is, probably gay himself. So here's the thing. So he actually says, they were asked yesterday, why were there cameras? They asked, who they asked? Oh, it's just kind of an important official. The Attorney General of the state of Rhode Island. But even the president of the university has no idea what the students were even in that room for 6 hours after the shooting. No idea. And wait till you see the next video about the absolute incompetence of this investigation. But anyway, so Frank Doyle, the provost of Brown. So he's up there and he's asked, well, I asked the attorney freaking general yesterday, and the attorney freaking general says that, you know what, we have the video. Does this idiot not realize that we have the video? Because Frankie boy just makes up a lie. Because the AG said there's no cameras on the building because it's old. Just like there's no way for us to secure a building because the roof was too slanted. Remember that, Thomas Crooks. But anyway, so then Frankie Doyle, the provost, is given that question, and he just makes up. He says, no, I believe what the AG said. What there is that there's two levels of technology in the building, old and new. What? Nothing remotely like that was said at all. At all. It was simply the building's old. That's it. So he just makes it up. This is the absolutely living embodiment of the Democratic Party. I'll just make it up. 11 people are on the boat that was blown up. Pete Hegseth said, kill them all. Kill them all. God will sort it out. I'm adding things to it now. kill them all. That's all not been, that all never happened. None of it ever, 11 people weren't on it. Kill them all, never happened. And yet these idiots on the left continue to believe this crap. And if you happen to be watching and you're a leftist, how do you keep believing the leftist lies coming from every podium? I'll never get it. Here's a fun one for you. Dapper Detective video breaking. DEI Providence Police Department with, of course, our best friend, Chief Oscar Perez. So we're 5 days in. 5 days. 5 days in. Aaron, can you find where they've arrested the guy?
Oh, let me check.
Aaron's, yeah, no. We're typing. And right, it's probably right next to the Epstein flight log.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Epstein flight log?
No.
Okay, just checking. Okay, so 5 days out, no idea. 1,200 cameras, no idea. It's just like J6 Bomber, 5,000 cameras where you actually could track them. And it takes Bongino and Patel like, you know, a couple months if you believe that guy actually did the bombing, which I don't. But anyway, no. He could have been involved, but that, other than that, it's like a Tyler Robinson situation, but I digress. So we're 5 days out, we have nothing. This guy's still running wild, by the way. He's had the MIT professor shot and killed too, up there. Weird, kind of weird. A guy who was coming up with innovations on energy, he gets shot and killed. But I mean, again, there's no intel connections at all. Yeah. We wouldn't kill our own people.
No,
that would never happen.
No.
But anyway, so 5 days out, nothing. Luckily, here's look at the three amigos here in charge. So you got Smiley, the mayor, to the left, Perez, the police chief, in the middle. I don't know who the big tall dude is. He's some big wig because he basically shoved the police chief out of the way in the last press conference. But anyway, he might be the AG, actually. He might be the AG. But anyway, the AG who said there's no cameras in the building because it was old. And then today, the provost comes out and said, what he said was there's two levels of technology in the old building. And by the way, let me just throw this out to everybody. With that argument, even though it's just a bold-faced, made-up lie, you wouldn't have two levels of technology in a building because the cameras have nothing to do with the oldness of the building.
Right.
This building, I said last night, the building I'm sitting in was built in 1986. Everything in this room is post-2020. Everything in this building, with maybe a few exceptions, I don't know, is post-2020.
Yeah.
You know what? You can actually run wires through old buildings. To put up HD cameras. These people, and what's really bothersome about it is, yes, it's bothersome that they're bold-faced liars. What's really bothersome is that the dumb and dumber scenario, are you dumb or dumber when you listen to bold-faced lies, when you believe bold-faced lies? So anyway, so 5 days in, we're not even close to apprehending this guy because these idiots are in charge. The FBI. The FBI is out there wading through the snow with their feet. That's what they're doing. They got lines of FBI guys going through the snow looking for clues. We have 1,200 cameras, and you're going to go look for what? Shell casings?
Okay.
You have 1,200 cameras on the campus alone, not to mention every single person, because they're all leftists. They're all, you know, hyper. They're not tech smart, but they're very much, vulnerable to any sort of tech option. So every single house around there has doorbell cameras. Every one of them does. That's where we got the best footage initially. You had 1,200 HD cameras on Brown University campus, but the best footage were ring cameras from houses. But anyway, so you can track this guy for miles. Miles, absolutely miles. And nothing. 5 days, nothing. Not a word. This portly little Arab, white, or Hispanic guy, man, he's a genius. He's the greatest criminal ever. 5 days out, we have no idea who he is. Well, one of the reasons why we have no idea who he is because none of the witnesses have been interviewed yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Play for me.
Colonel, can you now explain to us 5 days later how many students were in that classroom? Sadly, two lost their lives. 9 others injured. Encouraged about the update today. But can you now say how many kids were in that classroom? And did the gunman come in from the back so these people never knew it was coming? Or did he come in front with full view of everybody?
And that's all part of the interviews, and actually we're cooperating with Brown to get the roster. That was a study hall, so we don't have the number. We're still getting information as far as who was there. I know Brown sent out an email to the students to notify us if they were present, and we're still getting that, so I can't give you an exact account.
Amigo, don't tell me what to do with my policio investigación. Interview witnesses? Okay, listen. I was never a big time cop or anything. I was just a street level guy. But I'm just saying, I was obviously around, not participating in, but just, I was in the department. So I saw how big time investigations were done. I mean, we had the Carly Brucia murder down here, Jerry Springer, all those different things. Why is it the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office did things way different than these idiots in Providence? You honest, the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office, you think it'd be 5 days before they interviewed the witnesses on site?
No.
They should have been interviewed 10 minutes after it happened. And here's the other thing I want to tell you is, you know what they tell? First of all, they locked down the campus for 12 hours, not giving police access to the kids. But then they didn't interview them anyway. And what's so funny is what they tell you to do. I'm just going to tell you as a friend, you do what you want to do. But I'm going to tell you as a friend, if you're ever in a active shooter scenario, don't lay down.
Oh my God.
I'm running, baby. You ever shot a gun? You know, it's a whole lot harder to hit.
Just got to leave them a little better.
Ever shot one?
Yeah.
I mean, I know. Listen, I'm talking to a red-pilled crowd, 540 people, and almost all of us have guns.
Yeah.
And all of us have shot. And some of you have shot people that are watching because you're a cop or you're a soldier. But I'm saying, it's a whole lot easier to shoot somebody laying on the ground begging for their life.
Yeah.
I ain't laying anywhere. They tell everybody, lock down. Shelter in place. Just like COVID. 76% of all colds, flus, and COVIDs, coronaviruses, are caught in one's own home. And they tell you to stay right there instead of going out in the vitamin D and go to the beach.
Yeah.
Where they'll arrest you for paddleboarding alone or mountain biking alone in Yosemite. But anyway, I digress. But anyway, that's the same MO over and over again. Shelter in place. Really, you got a lone gunman who's 100 yards from you, 200 yards from you, in a different building, and they tell you to do what? Stay in the building and lock the door as if the AR-15 rounds can't unlock the door.
Yeah.
For me, run for your life.
Yeah, I'm out.
Get out. Run. Don't listen to the idiots. They'll get a shelter in place. Beep, beep, beep. Shelter in place. Tell them absolutely not and get out of Dodge. I'm telling you, that's what you do. All right, so anyway, they haven't interviewed any witnesses yet. I don't know exactly when that interview was. Maybe it was yesterday. Maybe they got to the witnesses today, five days out. Maybe they interviewed them, you know, 3 days out. That's unheard of, folks. Nobody does that. I know. Nobody does that. They're interviewed 10 minutes after it happens. You always get to the witnesses fresh, where they remember everything. And even Will said it. Maybe they didn't want them so fresh. They wanted him corrupted so that they couldn't remember things like the guy yelled, Allahu Akbar. But anyway, here's the next little tidbit from this press conference. From another Aaron Side-by-Side, here's the effeminate male brigade. There he is. There they all are. So at the press conference, it was found out that at least one camera was taken down prior to the shooting because they didn't want to accidentally film illegal aliens and alert ICE. Play it for me.
It's elective to turn out for a study session. So we don't know exactly what fraction of the overall roster turned out for a voluntary review session.
So there's no physical log, just to clarify?
Law enforcement is working to reconstruct that, but there would not be a formal log.
The camera in that building, they brown put off because the sanctuary city law that we have, you don't want to record illegal immigrants. And you don't want to provide the footage to the FBI or immigration authority. One camera in that building, it comes from your detectives, they're a friend of mine, they're angry at this investigation that these people in Brown University put the camera off, they can identify that person. You imagine how the family want to go through? Tell the truth to the media here. You guys are putting cameras off. And
we heard from both the Brown police chief and the provost.
Oh, you know, we've heard from everybody. Thank you. Why did you take the camera down? They took the camera down so it wouldn't catch illegal aliens on video and be turned over to ICE. So they made sure the camera was down. And all these kids got shot. I'm not saying the one camera or however many cameras were taken down would have saved the day. I'm just saying that why are you taking cameras down to make sure that they don't capture images of illegals attending your university? All right, moving off of Brown. Let's do some border stuff real quick. Wall Street Mav tweet sent in by Aaron. Oh, Aaron, let's do the Trump thing real quick.
Oh, yeah.
So Trump. Reading off of what producer Aaron, so Trump came out, basically was talking about his 11 months worth of accomplishments, and there are many. I have a few criticisms, but you know what? I'm going to be honest now. Big time criticisms about the debt and deficit spending, but there's a lot of great things too. There really is a lot of great things. And you know, at first we started off with Doge and everything else. It was A++. Right now we're B plus, we're B, B minus is where we're at. But anyway, and it can Trump, if, listen, they're predicting a good economic surge in early 2026. If that happens, you know, goes right back up to B plus. But anyway, and gets that debt down, getting into the A category. All right, POTUS announces, President of the United States, Donald J. Trump announces tonight, more than 1,450,000 military service members will receive a special warrior dividend before Christmas Day. In honor of our nation's founding in 1776, President Trump speaking, we are sending sending every soldier $1,776, and the checks are already on their way. What a great man. Yeah. Way to go, Trump. That's great. I mean, that is great.
Yeah.
Seriously, that is what you do. These are our war fighters, man. I was raised in the military home. I love the military. Don't like military leadership. A lot of the military leadership do love PDXF, though. So anyway, great job, President Trump. The rest of the is a very, very short address for President Trump standards. I was expecting it solid 90 minutes minimum.
Yeah.
But he didn't. So he just basically touted his accomplishments over the first 11 months, which there have been many, with a few balls that were dropped, and even the balls that were dropped, like the Big Beautiful Bill, which I hate, has many positive things to it. But anyway, going to the border, one of Trump's major successes at the border, and this is why Trump wanted to have major success at the border. Wall Street Mav tweet, let's just look at rapes per 100,000. So how many, I mean, what are your odds? Or, you know, this doesn't break it down into odds. This is how many out of 100,000 people get raped in your country. And what's going on with Poland? Oh, what is it, Aaron? What does Poland do that nobody else does?
I can't remember.
Oh, they don't let in low IQ, inbred Pakistani men.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So anyway, so Poland, you're one out of 100,000 women get raped. Australia, 25 do. Jeez. Norway, 42. France, 62. Sweden, 84. And Great Britain. Now, you will go to prison if you say that your rapist was a inbred, low IQ, goat-raping Pakistani. You'll go to prison for that, but not your rapist, who 117 out of 100,000 women get raped in the UK as the leadership. Both the Tories, both the Labour and all the independents allow the low IQ, inbred Pakistanis to invade their country. Isn't that great? And what's the saddest thing? Look at that 13 million views on Wall Street Map. Saddest thing about it is they're going to vote in Starmer again.
Yep.
I mean, it's amazing to me. I give a little huh right there because I don't understand it. I mean, here's the thing. If every day a low IQ inbred Pakistani came and kicked me in the nads every day, I would vote to have him removed from the country. But they don't. Trying to clean it up. I didn't want to say every day if I was getting raped by low IQ Pakistani, I'd vote him out. But I'm just saying, I mean, wouldn't you? But they don't. Because if you do, if you vote to deport your rapists and murderers and machete-wielding attackers, if you do that, then you are not virtuous. So what virtue is, being raped, being robbed, being stolen from, having your economy collapse because all of them are on welfare because they're low IQ, inbred Pakistanis. The healthcare rates from the National Health Service, NHS in Great Britain, the costs are through the roof because the inbred Pakistanis need lots more healthcare because they now have a major inbreeding health problem with children in the country because statistically speaking, per capita, all the inbreeding problems come from who? The low IQ inbred Pakistanis who marry their first cousins habitually. And Aaron and I have put the stats up.
Yep.
And what the statistical data is out of the countries like Somalia. I mean, how many of them are inbred? They actually married their first cousin. I can't remember, but they were huge.
Yeah.
The stats were huge. What the percentages of men that are married to their first cousin. It's huge. And this is why you have these people. They don't even, they know they're raping, but they don't know it like you and I know that we would be committing a crime because they're like little kids, but they're little kids with big muscles and have machetes and they're holding women at knife point and raping them as well as raping livestock to the place where the English farmers have to bring in their sheep and goats and cattle at night because the low IQ inbred Pakistanis will come and rape their animals at night too. That's all fact, by the way. Yeah. Eric Doherty video. Just in, the pro-Somali police chief of Minneapolis. Okay, this is one of my favorites. Aaron, you're going to love this one.
Oh, good.
This is one. Aaron might explode. Okay, this might be the end of Aaron.
Oh, no.
My head might explode.
Oh, no.
The pro-Somali police chief of Minneapolis is being ripped for using the Bible to attack ICE agents and defund criminal illegal aliens. Mary and Joseph themselves were considered outsiders.
Oh,
and forced to stay in a barn. Play for me.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor. My name is Brian O'Hara, and I am the Minneapolis Police Chief. First off, thank you, Pastor Sergio, for inviting us back into this sacred space here. We know this has been a very, very difficult time for our communities here in the city. The fear that people are experiencing is real. As our mayor has said, it's been sad to drive down Lake Street and to see so many of our businesses either closed or empty. It's hard to see the impact that this is having on everyone in our community. It's especially personal to me, having been raised a Catholic, to be in a Christian church this morning as we are approaching Christmas. And I cannot help but think of what is happening in our city today and how that echoes with how outsiders have been treated for thousands of years, how Mary and Joseph themselves were considered outsiders and forced to stay in a barn.
They weren't considered outsiders. Yeah. Has nothing to do with that story, you stupid idiot. They were fleeing Herod, you stupid moron. Gosh, what an idiot. I mean, again, here's this guy. He goes in the gym every day to try to work out, work away his cuckness. Yeah. Maybe if I build big enough muscles, I'm going to no longer be a cuck boy. You are a cuck boy who will do whatever it takes to keep your couple $100,000 a year job. You'll bend over, you'll spread them, you'll get vaxxed, you'll say what you got to say, do what you got to do. If you had to be gay, you'd be gay. If you had to be trans, you'd be trans. You would do whatever it takes to keep your little middle class life going. That's what this guy would do. I guess that he's forgetting that, you know, the latest numbers coming out of it now, it was $1 billion worth of fraud out of his state, primarily out of his city, because his city is whose district? Ilhan Omar. So out of most of the people that have been prosecuted and found guilty for this multi-million dollar COVID fraud scheme, autistic kid fraud scheme, healthcare fraud scheme, it first started off at $1 billion, then it went to $2 billion. Now they're estimating that the fraud is $6 billion out of the state of Minnesota. And what his concern is that the perpetrators are not mistreated by ICE. That the perpetrators are not investigated by ICE. And by the way, how is it Christ-like to have people live a lie? They've entered this country as a criminal. They live every day as a criminal. They lie every day of their lives. You think they're going to heaven? You think they're going to heaven? But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You really think that they're going to heaven? They lie every day of their life saying that they're legal and they're not. So you're espousing Christian values. And that was obviously an evangelical church or evangelical S church that he was standing in. Of course, it had Aki behind it, so it's probably like Hispanic or something. But anyway, with a bunch of illegals. So you're Christ-like and you're living the life of a criminal. And you lie every day of your life because if people ask you if you're illegal, you're not going to tell them the truth. So I'm just curious how that works. And when you apply for a driver's license and you lie and say that you're legal and you're not. I mean, again, you think you're going to heaven and you live a lie and you lie every day of your life. It's not going to happen. But that's the police chief of Ilhan Omar's district where $6 billion worth of fraud has been perpetrated using our tax dollars. $38 trillion in debt. Gunther Eagleman video. Here's J.B. Pritzker. Here's where he stands on ICE. Play for me.
Because, frankly, I'm very proud of the way that Illinoisans have reacted to CBP and ICE, and that's in pulling out your whistles and your phones, video everything posted online.
Scared me a little bit when we started talking about pulling stuff out. But anyway, say, did you pull out your whistles? So he is saying, I'm very proud of the citizens of Illinois who go out and obstruct ICE while they're getting rid of illegals. These are not residents. These are not citizens. These are not our neighbors. Oh, Tom, how could you say that? Because they're not. Remember now, what is the sign of one of the many signs, but a very prevalent sign of the end times? What is one of those signs? What is basically beast one, beast two? What are they called basically? Lawlessness. Then lawlessness will abound. Then the lawless one will be revealed. Lawlessness. These are not citizens. They are not residents. They are not being, again, so this police chief up, and you're like, Tom, get over it. I don't know. I may not make it. It may be the last slide. I don't know. But I mean, the police chief up there, so you are lying every day of your life saying that United States citizens are being deported. That never happens. So you're a liar. All liars. Remember that. And I know I've preached this a lot, and especially if you come to the church, you hear a lot, but out of Revelation 21:8. If you notice that list that I gave you there, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There's no all put in front of anything but liar. Mm-hmm. No all put in. If you look at the six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him, most of them are lying. Three out of the seven are lies. Different sorts of lies. So God even delineates between lies. He hates it so much. So you lie every day of your life saying that ICE is kidnapping people. They're not kidnapping people. They're expelling illegals. I don't care if they are paying their taxes. They're not legal. It's fruit of the poisonous tree. Don't want their tax dollars because their tax dollars are costing us more than what they're paying in.
Yep.
They are costing us way more than what they're paying in because the rest of their family, while they were there working as a dishwasher, paying their basically no taxes and living off the government teat, as well as their 12 kids and their three wives. They've documented that in his district. Where you have Somali men with multiple wives in different houses, all in the government teat, with having producing one kid a year per wife. This guy just lies every day of his life and then espouses Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. They weren't running from deportation. They were running from persecution because he was the Son of God. A little different. He wasn't breaking the law. He was being persecuted because he upheld the law, you stupid, fat, thinking you're going to walk away your cuckness with bench pressing. Moron. I hate when people, listen, you want to be a demonic person, then evoke the name of Satan. Feel free to do so. But please don't drag Jesus through them. I mean, I know there's nothing I can do. And I support your right to speech because God's watching.
Yep.
And there's nothing covered that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known. So don't worry. It's coming. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. John 5:28-29. You said condemnation, Tom, in the church. Yeah, resurrection of condemnation. But condemnation, we're not allowed to say no. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. You're welcome. But anyway. So that's the border. So let me go on to Australia here real quick. Gosh, 10:01 already. Wow. Australians versus the agenda video. So don't worry. Just like Brown University, Australian government's all over it. They're all over the shooting. I mean, they're all over it, man. They're taking care of it. They're solving the problem.
I'm sure.
I mean, they imported the shooters, then imported them. I mean, they imported the shooters and then armed them. They got somehow their ISIS shooters trained in the Philippines. By the way, I found out both father and son went over and were trained in the Philippines by ISIS. And they knew about it the whole time. They knew they were already tracking the son's terroristic tendencies, but yet then allowed the dad to receive a permit for a gun, which is basically impossible to get in Australia because they did mass Nazi-style gun confiscations. But anyway, so they knew they were ISIS, then armed them, and now they're going to disarm me, symbolically. That's the approach of the globalist left, because what they do, it's just like Soros prosecutors not prosecuting gun crime. They don't prosecute gun crime perpetrated by those illegally carrying guns so that there's mass gun crime perpetrated by those illegally carrying guns so they can take Will's gun, Aaron's gun, my gun, and your gun. That's why they do it. So they can say they have a gun problem and then confiscate the firearms of law-abiding citizens. I digress. So anyway, back to Australians versus the agenda video. Breaking. New South Wales Premier Chris Mims, another effeminate man, says Parliament will be recalled in 22 on the 22nd, 23rd of December. Don't worry, to pass stricter gun laws.
Oh.
Even though they were the ones who armed the shooters, the ISIS shooters, they armed them. But yet now they're going to make it harder for me to get a gun. Even though the government armed the shooters and imported the shooters and then watched the shooters get trained in the Philippines by ISIS-K. Weird. Including, it's like, I think these people are evil. There's like this global leftist, globalist bourgeois agenda. Well, there is. Including limits on weapon ownership, shotgun reclassifications, and reduced ammunition capacity. And while they're doing that, Tim Walz is doing the exact same thing in Minnesota. While his police chief talks about how great Somali immigrants are. These people are truly unbelievable. Play for me.
I'm also here to report that on the 22nd and 23rd of December, the government will call back the New South Wales Parliament to deal with urgent legislation that we believe is required pre-Christmas to keep the community safe and ensure there's unambiguous laws in place when it comes to public safety. Firstly, in relation to firearms legislation in the state, we are proposing a bill which hasn't been finally drafted, but we will share with the opposition as soon as possible to cap the number of firearms, to reclassify straight pull-up and pump-action shotguns, to look at reducing magazine capacity for shotguns, for prohibiting belt-fed magazines in those shotguns, and crucially removing NCAT as an appeal mechanism once a designation has been made about withdrawing a license from the registered authority. I also say, and I also want to say today, that I am firmly of the view, having spoken with many community members, not just from the Jewish community, but right across Sydney, that protests right now in Sydney would be incredibly terrible for our community. In fact, they would rip apart our community, particularly protests about international events. I completely understand that there are people concerned about what's happening overseas, and of course they've got every right to be concerned, but my worry is about what's happening in Sydney right now. We'll look at my concern is that a mass demonstration in this combustible situation with our multicultural community could light a flame that would be impossible to extinguish. So we're looking at reforms whereby when there is a terrorism designation in the state, the police commissioner may not accept applications for protests on the grounds that it will both stretch police resources and secondly, add to community disharmony and as a result, a combustible situation in the state.
So let's look at how this shooting benefited the globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist narrative and agenda, shall we? Because that's who Chris Mims is. He's just another bourgeois leftist who's behind walls and guns he'll never let you have. So let's look at how this shooting benefits them, because it's very odd how this shooting occurred to begin with. When you are tracking the shooters as they go back and forth between Philippines being trained by ISIS-K and coming back, and then the government arms them. After they know all these things, they arm them. They were tracking the son already and then arm the dad. It's almost as if they want the shooting so that they can then solve the problems using totalitarianism to do so. Because look at what this look at how this shooting has benefited their agenda. They now have banned more firearms, more ammunition, and protests. That's just like COVID. Again, same thing every time. Devils are the same exact, the demons, listen, everybody's eternal, same demons, same possessors, different possessions. You cast one out, you better get strong because seven stronger ones will come in. So there you are. So then look at what they've done. It's just like COVID. They caused the problem. Who caused the problem? Anthony Fauci built COVID. Ralph Baric, UNC, showed them how to hide the manufacturing of gain of function COVID. They did it and then offer their totalitarian solutions to the problem they purposely caused. Could that be the case here? They purposely caused the shooting. Israel purposely caused 10/7 so that they could attack Iran. And then this shooting also gives Israel license to take revenge on Iran, who had nothing to do with it. It's almost as if these things are on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's almost as if these people in Five Eyes countries are all in cahoots so they can continue to finance the military industrial complex who makes the individual politicians filthy, rotten, freaking rich. That's what it's all about. For the love of money is the root of all evil. You look at the benefits of the shooting. It's truly amazing, isn't it? Truly amazing. We're going to take away guns and we're going to take away your right to protest. When we're the ones who caused the shooting, how about you take away the people who shoot? How about if there was no shooters in the country?
Hmm.
How about that? How about if you had no Islamic extremists? Why would you ever? Because here's the thing with Chrissy Mims, the premier of New South Wales. I mean, he knows that Islamists hate him, but he doesn't care because he's behind walls and guns. But the rest, everybody else, is cast to the wolves as he wages war against his own people. Why do they wage war against their own people? Because they look at themselves as globalist governors. That no, there is no sovereign states. Everything is a globalist state that they want to be premier or governor over. So they will flood their own country with third world migrants because they will become a billionaire globalist governor over a global state instead of a sovereign nation. That makes sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
Let's go to the next one. George Mamilis video. They imported the votes. Now they're terrified of the consequences. This government opened the gates for years, brought in millions at record speed, ignored assimilation, ignored screening. So now you have Chris Mims. Remember, his answer is make sure that all indigenous, white, Aboriginal, whatever they are, Australians get no guns, no ammo. It's really important that you're only allowed to buy this amount of shotgun shells. And Aaron was like, how would they ever track that? Well, what they'll do is put a limit on your amount of ammo. And then, of course, then you are what? Registered everywhere. If you want to buy a gun, now you're registered. And you won't be able to buy it anyway without your biometric ID in Australia anyway, so you'll be double registered. So anyway, so that's what they're concentrating on. Well, listen to, I believe it's Albanese. It's not Albanese. It's another politician. But he's asked, what are you going to do about the hate speech coming from the Muslim clerics? Play it for me.
Listen to this spineless coward.
Do you feel like there needs to be and should there be a greater emphasis on hate speech from Muslim clerics in the western part of Sydney?
I think, as I said earlier, what we've done is criminalise more forms of hate speech. And, you know, we criminalise the Nazi salute, obviously, that's in its own context. But we need to be looking at all of this. And it is really important that we have...
So should there be a greater emphasis on this hate speech from Muslim clerics then?
We will go through all of this. I emphasise that we have done more in terms of criminalising hate speech than we have seen from any other government. But we need to look at all of this, and we need to make sure that we've got the right laws in place. And that we are doing everything we can to keep safe the vibrant multicultural society that we have.
So here we have another effeminate man named Richard Marles. This is the defense minister, that would be like their Pete Hegseth, but that also makes you deputy prime minister. Don't worry, they're not at all. Have you ever, listen, we could spend 5 hours straight playing you Muslim clerics and what they say about killing everybody. They come in, they try to make you what's called a halal Muslim. And if you don't agree to become a Muslim, then they tax you or kill you. That's it. If you refuse the taxes, then they kill you. They just flat out kill you anyway, or throw you off the roof if you're homosexual or trans. And they say this all the time in Australia, and they're allowed to say it. But a Christian who says that the Muslim is evil, they will be prosecuted under their hate speech laws, but the Muslim who says that the Christian is evil will not be. It's almost as if they're using Muslims for their own totalitarian ends as their foot soldiers, as their Gestapo, which they are, to attack their own people, to weaken their own countries so that their own countries, all one big agenda, their own countries move under a one world leadership. That's what they always want. And you can see it at the local level. It's all about, you know what, causing a need that only a leader can solve. And the need was actually caused. The problem was caused by the problem solver. And this goes on locally. It goes on provincially. It goes on by the state, by the country, and by the globe. And these people, they're using Islamists, whatever. They're using them to infiltrate their own countries, to attack their own people, to weaken their people so their people will give up their rights for their government to protect them. And that happens all over the globe. That's why you're seeing, that there's a universal call for third world inbred, low IQ, Pakistanis and every other sort of third world migrant to illegally invade, to illegally migrate into first world countries because they are very easily globally governed because they have no heritage connection to the first world country they're illegally migrating into. That's the point of it all. It's all the Bible. It's Revelation 13 and 14. It is all right there. That's what it's all about. And that is the MO. That is the modus operandi. That is the purpose. That Richard Marles here, the defense minister, the deputy prime minister. That is his MO. That is his purpose. That is his goal. And you look at what he did. Well, don't worry, though. Aaron, don't worry. They've outlawed the Nazi salute.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, that'll save a lot of people.
I feel safer.
I mean, they're arming the Islamists while disarming the Aboriginals and the white people, but arming the people who will kill the Aboriginals and white people, but all the while making sure that there's no Nazi salutes or hate speech.
Right.
There you go. Truly, unbelievable. Maybe they ought to attack this. Let me show you this one. Saul Sadka video, shocking. Bondi survivor, Vanessa Miller. Play it for me.
These police officers were hiding behind a car. I tried to grab one of their guns. One of the other one grabs me and says, no, I'm trying to grab for his gun. These men, these police officers. They know who I am, and I hope they're hearing this. You are weak. You could have saved so many more people's lives. They were just standing there, listening and watching this all happen, holding me back. Two police officers.
So there you go. Now, but don't worry, Aaron, Will, everybody watching, 587 people that are watching. Don't worry, there's no Nazi salutes allowed, though.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, the police officers are cowering behind cars. Hey, let me just say what you're supposed to do as a cop. Will's laughing. When Will laughs, it catches me off guard. So what are you supposed to do as a cop when there's an active shooter? Can anybody guess? Aaron, can you guess?
I would think rush in, right?
You rush in and you actually shoot the active shooter.
Yeah, okay.
Just like the guy who's, it turns out, I think, unless it's been debunked, but instead an Islamist actually tackled the Islamic shooter.
Yeah.
The cops did nothing but hide behind vans. And there's videos out there, too, of female cops refusing to respond. And a male cop trying to convince a female cop to respond. They're all standing there doing nothing.
Hmm.
Maybe you ought to worry about that, Richard Marles, instead of outlawing the Nazi salute, sending people to prison for hate speech, governing and limiting the amount of shotgun shells that you can buy. Maybe you ought to worry about having a decent, non-cowardly police response, having a courageous police response to an active shooter. Maybe you ought to train police officers instead of disarming your public and making them victims to Muslim terrorists. How about that? The food for thought.
Yeah.
10:16. All right. There we go. Get some rants tonight. Harry Tackle, $20. Thank you so much. Jules, 21 hours. Always in the rant. Thank you so much, Jules. $10. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. I'm thrilled by the numbers tonight, 594 people on. Thank you guys for always being here, even with Trump's speech being on. Our numbers never went down or anything. Appreciate you guys. Stick around for the postgame. A lot of Christmas in the postgame. A lot of positive, a little bit of negative, but it's good stuff in the postgame. Stick around for it. You're going to love it. A lot of laughs. You'll love it. But give me a you'll love
you'll
it.
You'll love it.
There you go. Trump just said
stick
it.
Stick around.
Stick around. You'll love it. But anyway, stick around for the postgame. Love you guys. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.